Angela right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Hour number two right here. Let me get through the top three stories. First of all, Russian state media confirms that a top general is no longer in his post. Republicans and Democrats make their final pitch before the election tomorrow. And Nancy Pelosi talks about the attack on her husband, Paul, in her very first TV interview since the attack occurred. And she said, she never thought something like this would happen to Paul. I don't think anybody expects an intruder to break into your house with a... Well, he actually didn't have the hammer. I believe he saw... Paul tried to grab the hammer to defend himself. The guy took it away from him, attacked him with it. But the guy came in the house with cords and stuff, was planning on tying him up and waiting. Like, what? Sounds like a movie. Like, what in the world? And Russian state media confirming that general is no longer in his post. So where is the general? Like, they don't answer these kinds of things. Like, do, do, do. Yeah, there you go. Those are your top three stories. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Just to let you know as well, out there in the Atlantic, we got Tropical Storm Nicole. And Nicole is headed towards, it's expected to make landfall around Fort Lauderdale on Thursday as a hurricane. And then it'll cross the state, go all the way over to like Fort Myers area, pop out into the Gulf, possibly just a little bit, and then backtrack towards Tampa. Like, what? Looking at this storm, there's 34 out of the 67 counties who are already under a like emergency warning. And just about every county, except for like from Panama City west, pretty much every county is going to have tropical strength, at least tropical storm strength winds. Wow. Like, this thing is going to hit all of the state. So we'll have to watch that later on in the week. There is President Biden today. So actually, it wasn't today. It was over the weekend, but I saw this today. So last week, towards the end of the week last week, President Biden started to get pretty frustrated with the gas prices. Remember, he was trying to work out this backroom deal with the Saudis to try to get gas prices to drop right before the midterms. And they backed out of it at the last minute. And so they're like, ah, dang it. So now what's he done? He's tried to encourage OPEC to open the spigot up more. They said no. So then he told, late last week, he started saying that the domestic oil producers are making too much money, and so they just need to lower the prices. Remember, he was doing that late last week, trying to say, you know, you guys are making too much money. You got to do it now. Now he says no more oil drilling. Oh, really? Shocking. This is the thing that we talked about before with him. When he was begging domestic oil producers to crank out more oil, to go do more oil exploration in the whole works, we kept saying they're not going to do it because they don't trust him. What do they not trust him doing? They don't trust that he's going to, like, once things get good, once the gas prices are good, once things look good for it, they don't trust him to not allow them to continue oil drilling. That he's going to rip it away from them. They haven't even done that, so they didn't do anything. Instead, he's still going, yeah, no more oil drilling. And look, on the campaign trail, look, you think these oil executives are clueless? No. On the campaign trail, he was always saying, when I'm president, we will shut down oil. We're gonna shut down coal. We're going to shut these things down. And that's what he's done. As stated before, if there's any legacy to this president that you can turn to that you don't go, oh, that was a debacle. Well, that was a debacle. If there's any kind of legacy, it's going to be he's probably the most green president we've ever had. He's really done a lot to try to shut down oil, shut down coal, shut down all these other sources. And so it's not a big surprise. It's just I feel bad for the oil companies because they're like, we can't win with this guy. He shuts down the pipelines. He shuts down the oil and gas leases. Then he reopens them. And then he's like, why aren't you guys using them? And they're like, because you're going to shut them down on us as soon as we start our operations again. We're going to spend hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of dollars trying to get our operation up and running. You're just going to rip the permit from our hands. And he's like, yeah, so? And? What's your problem? I don't understand. Then we've got this here. There's where'd it go? Okay. So one of the things, though, that confuses me when we talk about green energy is there's really nothing more green and more sustainable than nuclear power. Now, I get it. There's a bit of a fear with nuclear power. Well, what ifs? You know, what if somebody could target nuclear power plants and have them, you know, have the reactor go crazy? I remember Fukushima. They had, you know, the flooding, the tsunami that hit Fukushima, and they were worried about a meltdown. We don't want another Chernobyl. And so there's that's kind of the thing. The Chernobyl kind of ruined it for everything else. Yet that power source, I mean, we run our nuclear subs on it. We run other ships on this in the Navy and everything. And it's fantastic. And it's wonderful. And it's this renewable source. Here's the thing, too, about nuclear energy. We're the only country. I don't know if this is true now. I need to make put this caveat. There might be other countries like this now too. But 10 years ago, I was talking to a nuclear scientist and he was upset because the United States is the only country that doesn't recycle our nuclear waste. Instead, we take our nuclear waste and we go find a mountain somewhere in Nevada and we dump it in a mountain. But every other country recycles. I was like, you can recycle nuclear waste? I ain't never heard of this before. He's like, yeah, how do you think we do it with our submarines that stay out there for 9 months out in the ocean? I was like, oh, I just figured they fed it to a blue whale. I don't know. That's why the whales are so big. They gave them nuclear energy, and that's what happened. And he's like, no, we recycle it. Oh, wow, okay. Well, the concern, though, is what if something happens to a nuclear power plant? So even though we know that nuclear power is fantastic, it's renewable, it's clean energy, people are afraid of it because of the meltdown. However, good news on that front coming up next, right after Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
We do have an accident right now, Bell Lane and Highway 90 in Milton, causing some delays as you're moving eastbound on Highway 90 at Bell Lane. This is the road right in front of the Tom Thumb, IHOP, Sonny's Barbecue. So keep that in mind, seeing some major slowdowns there, as well as typical afternoon delays as you move eastbound out of Pensacola towards Pace on Highway 90 due to the bridge work. If you see something else on the roads, just give me a call at 850-262-6111 with your traffic tip. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I do want to address this. Got a couple of texts about this. You mean like Governor DeSantis implementing the gas tax right before the midterms and then allowing it to expire right before the midterm election? So I want to address that part because, yeah, I'm not naive to that. The state legislature is the one that passed the gas tax and chose which month it would be in. So it's not really a DeSantis thing. This is the state legislature that voted it. And the state legislature was initially going to have the gas tax back in the summer. But then they thought, wait a minute. That's the summer is when we get all the tourists coming in from out of state. And they have to buy gas if they want to move around. So why would we want to give them a gas tax break? That's when we can make our most money on gas taxes. So let's do it after the summer. So that's when they chose October. Now, why did they choose October instead of September? Or why did they choose October instead of November? Oh, yeah, that's where politics comes into play. because the state legislature is run by Republicans, and the Republicans are like, let's do it right before the midterms. I don't doubt that at all. All right, so one of the big concerns pertaining to nuclear power, we're talking about this, clean energy. Biden's always like, you know, we got to get away from oil. We got to get away from gas. We got to get away from these things. But there's it's this crazy thing because some of the biggest advocates for clean energy, for green energy, are the same people who are the biggest proponents to nuclear power. And it's like, but nuclear power is like the cleanest of the energies. It's the most efficient of all the energies. Why are you opposed to it? Because it might melt down. We might have a nuclear, you know, a nuclear event like Chernobyl. It's like, okay, all right. There's university professors who've now come up with a new nuclear core. So I guess one of the thing is they said, I guess, is basically we're looking at the nuclear reactor. The standard nuclear reactor is a light water reactor. And according to these researchers, these scientists, uranium atoms are split to create energy. The products left over will radiate massive amounts of heat. They are kept in solid fuel rods, and then water is run through the rods to keep everything cool enough. Right, so think of it like almost like a radiator, right, of a car. If there's not enough of that flow of cooling water, the rods can overheat, and then the entire facility is at risk of a nuclear meltdown. That's the basis of a nuclear meltdown. These atoms split, the energy is put into rods. Those rods have to stay cooled off, though, otherwise they'll melt down. So instead of trying to trap the fuel inside a rod mechanically, where that could fail or could be hacked or something like this, they've now created a salt thing. So they dissolve the fuel chemically into a salt base. And so that salt base is where it's dissolved. And so it's impossible to melt down. There's nothing to melt. There's nothing that can cause any kind of release problems or whatever. It's already been successful in some smaller versions of these like small nuclear reactors. One of the other things too is a typical nuclear power plant, they have to have like a big space to do it. Like the core of a nuclear power plant is 30 feet by 30 feet. This new nuclear thing that's done in a salt base, they only need 4 feet, like four by 4 feet. That's it. So it's a much smaller footprint. They're able to create smaller nuclear, like smaller nuclear power plants, essentially, with this. So you've already had a couple of places out west that have started ordering these new nuclear things that don't have any risk of meltdown. This is very positive for future of energy in America in general. Whether you're a green proponent or not, this is a very positive story. Now, as it pertains to nuclear power, I thought I'd just pull this up. We do not have any nuclear power plants near us. The ones in, there's four in Florida, four reactors in Florida, and they're all down South Florida area. Alabama even has quite a few, most of them up by like up in the northern part, but there are a couple in Dothan. But that's it. So the closest nuclear power plant to us is actually in Dothan. And that's it. So we don't really have nuclear power in our area. It's not being used in our area, at least. And the reason is because we were concerned in the past by, well, what if we get a hurricane and it hits this area, or the storm surge hits the area and it causes the nuclear power plant to to react and have a meltdown. With this new technology that they've come up with, we could actually start having power plants in our area as well. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Here's a text. These new gas-cooled reactors cannot melt down. You sent me a link. Japan is considering high-temperature gas reactors. Bobby, the above link is a gas-cooled nuclear reactor that Japan has had up and running for almost a year now. They cannot melt down either. They have ceramic wrapped three layers and use different type of nuclear fuel. That's very good to know. I'll read that one later. The fuel from nuclear subs isn't recycled. It just lasts a really long time, like 20 years before we needed to refuel. Then we bury it under a mountain, LOL. I was told by a nuclear submarinist, like a nuclear scientist who works on the subs, that we recycle it. That's exactly what he told me that they do. I mean, I'll double check back into it. It's been 10 years since I interviewed him. Let's see here. They now need to make them small enough that you could put a mini reactor at each substation. Well, I know that they're actually working on that. I mean, that is a global, they're working on that globally, trying to make these nuclear reactors small enough to be able to put them in places like that. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. On News Radio 92.3. We're going to get top trending news with David Wayne in the newsroom here in just a bit. But first, let's go over to Gracie with Traffic on the Fives.
This Traffic on the Fives is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. I-10, I-110 checking in clear. We do have some slowdowns on Highway 90. That's going to include Highway 90 eastbound at Bell Lane due to an accident. It's right in front of the IHOP and Tom Thumb off of Highway 90 right near Milton, and also Highway 90 heading eastbound out of Pensacola towards Pace. You're going to see some slow traffic on the bridge. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call to the traffic line for a traffic tip at 850-262-6111. Again, this traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. They're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. With 250-3756, call for no hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Coming up here in about 10 minutes, we're going to give a pair of tickets away to go see Pensacola Egg Fest at Wahoo Stadium this Sunday. So stick around for that opportunity as well.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending stories this hour. The White House says a Russian oligarch with ties to Vladimir Putin's admission of election interference the day before the midterms is not surprising. At the White House today, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said that the Biden administration has been working to expose and to counter foreign interference in the U.S. election with sanctions and other measures, and she says that Americans should have confidence voting. Nancy Pelosi giving her first interview since her husband was attacked.
Time, we didn't even know where he was or what his condition was. We just knew there was an assault on him in our home.
Pelosi talked with CNN's Anderson Cooper. Of course, her husband, Paul, suffered a fractured skull and other serious injuries in that attack. Suspect David DePap facing several charges, including attempted murder. And Bobby, oxytocin, the love hormone. You've heard of that, I'm sure. Well, it may help people recover from heart attacks. Of course, oxytocin fosters social connections and other pleasurable feelings, but scientists at Michigan State University, well, they say they've now shown that that hormone also stimulates stem cells to move from the heart's outer layer to the middle layer, where they develop into muscle cells that can trigger heart contractions. The researchers demonstrated all of their new findings in both zebrafish and in human cell cultures, and they believe that it could be used to promote regeneration of the heart after a heart attack.
I think they need to try to figure out a way to make this thing make us have muscles without working out. That's what it sounds like. If they can make it the heart stronger, then they should be able to make the arms stronger as well.
Aha!
The pecs and the back muscles. How'd you get so buff there, Bobby? Well, I took this oxytocin stuff and did wonders. Just sat and played video games all day and got buff. Wouldn't that be the ideal thing?
That would be all right. That would really free up a lot of time, you know?
A lot of time. I'm not having to go to the gym.
Yeah, you know, if you don't have to spend an hour and a half lifting weights to do it, yeah.
Exactly.
That'd be great. It'd
be fantastic. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So we're going to have a full moon tonight, and apparently, like early in the morning, like 4 a.m., so like right when Andrew McKay is getting here in the morning and Candy, it's going to be a blood moon. A blood moon. That sounds really scary, but really it's just a lunar eclipse. It's going to look reddish. But unfortunately, it's going to be like it'll be like setting, like the moon will be setting, so it'll be close to the horizon. So may not be able to see it because of trees and things. But if you got a clear view of the moon early in the morning, 4 or 5 a.m., then you'll be able to see the lunar eclipse or the blood moon. It's Pensacola right now. Tropical Storm Nicole planning to make landfall on Thursday around Miami area as a Category 1 hurricane, then downgrade to a tropical storm and pretty much move right up the state. Look forward to that. Cole right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If you would like a pair of tickets to go see Pensacola Egg Fest this weekend on Sunday at Blue Wahoo Stadium, it's fun too, by the way. Last year was my first year going. We've been talking about it for 4 years or 5 years or whatever. Finally, last year, I was like, I need to go check this thing out. And if you like barbecue, you like, it's not even just barbecue. Some people make like mac and cheese through these green eggs. Make all kinds of cool stuff out of them. So anyway, if you'd like a pair of tickets to go, then text in barbecue. Just BBQ. Just text in BBQ to 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. You text in BBQ and Gracie will select one of the texters to win those tickets. Top three stories here before we get to our sports hit. Russian state media confirms that a top general is no longer in his post. Republicans and Democrats make their final pitch to voters before November 8th. And Nancy Pelosi talks about the attack on her husband, Paul, in her very first TV interview. Those are your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty. So tonight, we got the NFL Monday Night Football. The New Orleans Saints are playing the Baltimore Ravens. And it looks like Andy Dalton is the quarterback. At this point in time now, Jameis Winston is healthy. Yet they're keeping Andy Dalton there as the quarterback. So it'll be interesting to watch tonight to see how that goes. Last couple of games, they've actually ramped up using Taysom Hill a little bit more. A little bit more like what they did back when Drew Brees was here, where they seem to be using Taysom more like that. When Jameis was the starter, they didn't really play Taysom at quarterback very much at all. Now with Andy Dalton, they're doing that back and forth thing like they used to do with Drew Brees. So that'll be on 7:15 on ESPN tonight. College basketball going on. Baylor crushing Mississippi Valley State University 117-53 earlier today. Kentucky right now is playing Howard. It's just started, so they're up by 1 point. Then we also got NBA on NBA TV tonight, beginning at 7 o'clock with the Phoenix Suns against the Philadelphia 76ers. And then the late game on NBA TV will be Cleveland Cavs against the Clippers. And then NHL hockey will be on ESPN Plus tonight. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
This traffic update is brought to you by Torgerson Causey Insurance Benefits. I-10 is showing some slow traffic in the eastbound direction. It's going to be as after you get off of the Escambia Bay Bridge heading towards Avalon Boulevard. You'll just see some slight slowdowns getting off at that exit, as well as eastbound on Highway 90. If you're leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace on Highway 90, expect some slowdowns due to construction. And Highway 90, as you're approaching Bell Lane, slow traffic at this intersection due to an accident. Again, eastbound with a roadblock. If you see something else on the roads, call them with your traffic tip at 850-262-6111. Traffic update brought to you by Torgerson Causey Insurance Benefits. It's open enrollment time. It's time to get most for your insurance. Call Torgerson Causey today at 433-9996. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, thank you very much, Gracie. So top stories in sports. Frank Reich has been fired by the Colts after the loss to the Patriots, and Indianapolis has named Jeff Saturday as the interim coach. Also, quarterback P.J. Walker will start for the Panthers against the Falcons from now on as well. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's go and get our CBS Sports Minute, and then when I come back, I have a couple of thoughts about this whole Twitter and the you know, having to pay for your verification. And there's a couple of new things that came up over the weekend about this I want to talk about. That's next, right after the CBS Sports Minute.
This is Andrew Perloff with a CBS Sports Minute. The Indianapolis Colts shocked the NFL world by hiring ESPN broadcaster Jeff Saturday to be their interim coach on Monday. Saturday has some experience as a high school coach. It's an out-of-the-box idea for a 3-5-1 team. Maybe it should go back in the box. The guys paying their dues on the Colts staff can't like this, and the upside seems minimal compared to the risk of embarrassment for a guy who's never done it at this level before. I'm Andrew Perloff.
Hey, sports fans, this is the ultimate Vegas insider, John Anthony. Monday Night Report against the spread. Last 2 weeks documented 3-1. That's 75% winners. I'm red hot. I love tonight's matchup, and it's yours free on recorded message. Call 1-800-244-5506. Baltimore, New Orleans, plus the total, free on recorded message. 1-800-244-5506. John Anthony Sports, number one against the spread. I'll prove it.
All right, there you go. That is your CBS Sports Minute. So remember last week when Elon Musk took over Twitter, by the middle of the week, everybody was talking about how he's going to charge $8 a month if you want to have the Twitter blue check mark verification. And some people made fun of it and said, oh, this is his way of trying to recoup his $46 million, things like that. It started this little battle between him and AOC at one point, and you know, just goes on and on. Well, I didn't really think anything of it. I thought, well, look, guy's trying to make money, and it makes sense. You want the blue check mark? He's going to figure out a way to, you know, charge you and make money off of it. All right, whatever. But then two things. One story comes out that apparently Twitter employees were selling verification. Twitter employees were like on the side. They were selling verification for $15,000. That's right. Not $8 a month. If you want to be verified, cough up some dough. And they would refuse to, if you got refused to be verified through the standard application, then they would privately offer you money behind the scenes. And apparently there's a lot of investigation that was going on with that. Elon Musk actually tweeted out about that, basically says, yeah, that was going on. It's, oh my gosh, those are some of the people that got fired. just you want to know, like, oh, you got fired. Oh, so wrong. Wait, you were charging people $15,000 behind the scenes in order to be verified? Oh, yeah, you're fired. Here's another angle, though. I saw a celebrity go online and said, this is why I'm going to be deleting my Twitter account pretty soon. And I was like, oh, fine, I'll listen to it. He actually made a good point that I'm sure, though, he should probably pump his brakes, trust the system maybe just a little bit. But his point was, there are people, so he's a celebrity, he has a blue check mark, he's verified, but he says that he's always getting contacted almost every day by somebody who was at least tried to be scammed by somebody pretending to be the celebrity. There's a lot of people out there who are pretending to be the celebrity and like, hey, I'm raising money for my next movie. You could be part of it, you know, or hey, I'm doing this and this. And he said, there's all these fake accounts. They're always trying to report these fake accounts to Twitter and everything. But like the way that fans can know that you're the real you is the blue check mark. He goes, and now you're telling me that I have to pay for that? That authenticity in order to protect people from getting scammed. And then he brought up another point. What, now that they can just pay for it, what's keeping them from just paying for a blue check mark to say, I'm the real Tom Cruise? It was like, oh, that's a good point, actually. Now that you're just saying you can pay for it. But the thing is they're still going to have their verification process in place to make sure you're you. But then just once you are you, then you got to pay the $8 a month. So I see the concern, though. I understand the concern. It's just something that Twitter's going to have to be cognizant of. You don't want fake people out there paying the money to say that they're somebody that they're not, or some organization that they're not. Good point. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Be sure to download our mobile app, the News Radio Pensacola mobile app, to listen to podcasts of this show, Pensacola Morning News, and a pep talk with Jenna Barr. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, top stories on foxnews.com. Stick around. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Got your top stories on foxnews.com coming up here in a minute. First, let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom. David?
Well, Bobby, there's been another lucky lotto win here in our area. A 36-year-old Milton man hit it big with a $1 million scratch-off ticket. The man won that prize from the Gold Rush Limited Scratch-Off Game. That's a $20 ticket. He took the lump sum payout of $795,000.
Wow.
Apparently bought his ticket from a convenience store in Panama City. And speaking of the lotto, I probably should mention the Powerball jackpot for tonight's drawing is at a level never seen before, $1.9 billion.
Wow. How does the Powerball work? Is this one where you got to choose your own numbers? Or you just go get a ticket?
You can choose your own numbers if you've got lucky numbers, but they can choose them for you. It's, I think they call it a quick pick or something if they choose it for you. But the odds of winning are 1 in 292 million, they say.
Holy smokes. That's okay. That's a lot. But you know what? That's like the third $1 million scratch-off ticket that's been won in our area in just a month.
Yes.
That's $3 million.
There have been a lot of them.
$3 million in our, between Santa Rosa County and Escambia County that's been won over just the past month and a half or something like that.
Something about this area.
Tell you what.
It's got the luck.
It's got the luck. So that's good stuff right there. $1 million for the scratch-off. And that's three people now that's won it. So that's pretty nice. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Still seeing slow traffic on Highway 90. This is going to be at Bell Lane due to an accident, as well as leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace due to construction. Eastbound lane it's only open to one lane. So keep that in mind and expect some delays. 29 is checking in clear, as well as I-10 and I-110. If you see something else or have a traffic tip, call 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Opera proudly presents 40 Forward, celebrating four decades of opera in Pensacola. It comes up this Saturday, where 16 thrilling vocalists will take the stage at the historic Sanger Theater to present an unparalleled one-night-only gala supported by the Pensacola Foo Foo Fest. So there you go. Top stories of foxnews.com, our national news partner. Well, a top story is that respected analyst makes final race calls for the House and Senate. And this would be, who is it? Oh, Larry Sabato. So he's making his final ratings, final election selections right there. And basically, he says that there are still some that are toss-ups. Arizona, Georgia, Nevada, and Pennsylvania Senate races are all jump balls. Basically, those are all still toss-ups in his mind. I think that's one of the big keys right there. Other top story is that Democrat accuses GOP challenger of playing up crime issues for fun. This would be New York Governor Kathy Hochul accusing Lee Zeldin of trying to scare people for fun over the state's crime woes. Okay, they have bad crime in New York right now, particularly New York City. And he's scaring people for, quote, fun. I mean, this is the kind of egregious things that's like comes out of these elections. You could easily just go back to her and just go, you're ignoring the crime for fun. Come on. Pennsylvania court has rejected the Republicans' push to stop fixing mail-in ballots with incorrect dates. This is something that's been going on with mail-in ballots around the country. And I guess the election officials can continue to notify voters whose mail-in ballots include errors, such as incorrect dates or missing dates, to help voters fix those problems before election day. Republicans wanted the election officials to not be able to contact people and let them know that they have incorrect dates on their ballots, on their mail-in ballots. The judge said, no, we're not doing that. And finally, Gretchen Whitmer, governor of Michigan. Oh, she refers to women, gives a new nickname to women in her final midterm pitch to voters. Quote, a bipartisan tax cut will help reduce the economic burden of the cost of menstrual products, especially for lower income Michiganders, saving people with a period from paying taxes on $4,800. That's right. She called women people with a period. Oh my gosh. That lady's crazy. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
What?
It's Bobby's brain teases.
The first actor to play James Bond was an American. That's right. Barry Nilsson played him in an episode on a TV show. And then 8 years before the first John Bond movie, North Korea had its own time zone for 3 years, from August 2015 to May 2018. They were on Pyongyang time.